November 27th. This is Tuesday night. Mike Piper coming to you from Washington. Headquarters of American Free Press. That's your national weekly newspaper from Washington, and you can check out the website. It's just the website, folks. Not everything that's on is in American Free Press is on the website, but you can check out the website, a new and improved website, I think, at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, folks, I must tell you to start off here that tomorrow night we will be joined by the author, Brian David Anderson, author of the book that I discussed last night on the program, My God, I'm Hit. That is his book, My God, I'm Hit. And his website is mygodimhit.com, no apostrophe in I'm. But just like it sounds, My God, I'm Hit. It is a book about the John F. Kennedy assassination, and as I told him, I don't believe his thesis, but needless to say, I decided to take up his challenge and allow him to come on this program, much to the dismay of a number of people who have written me and a number of people I have discussed it with. They said, frankly, that they consider it a waste of time, but I tell you what, I decided it's not a waste of time because I want to dispense once and for all with this idea that either I or American Free Press that we are covering up for the truth about the Vatican and the truth about the Jesuits. And just for the record, folks, I don't believe that the Jesuits are the secret power in the world today. I don't believe that the Vatican is the secret power in the world today. If anything, I'll tell you what, I will be candid with you. I think that if the Vatican had more influence in the world today, we wouldn't be in the position we're in this world today. And I'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. But needless to say, Brian David Anderson has agreed to come on the program tomorrow night, and he will talk about his thesis that John F. Kennedy faked his own assassination, that Kennedy was not killed in Dallas, and that what happened in Dallas was, in fact, an action by Kennedy in league with the Vatican. Well, that having been said, we are going to have him on the program, and I think you'll find it interesting at the very least, or maybe at the very most. Well, we will see. A number of things to talk about here tonight. I have a little assembly of materials, as I often do, but I might mention that my good friend, who I often refer to, or I always refer to in this program, as the Big Shot Lawyer. He's a lawyer, chief counsel for a very well-known American corporation that has outposts in virtually all of the major cities in this country. And if I named the corporation, most of you would know it right off the bat. Well, in any case, you know, he's a big supporter of George Bush. And, of course, he's now supporting Rudy Giuliani for president. I can't wait to throw up when I see him later after this program a front-page story in the Washington Post today, which says that General Sanchez, the former commander of the U.S. troops in Iraq, is now saying we should get the hell out of Iraq. Now, of course, this puts my friend, the Big Shot Lawyer, and all these powerful Jews and their neoconservative allies, the very big Jewish lobby and its advocates in the mass media in America, puts them all on the spot because since this war began, even before the war began, they kept telling us, oh, support the troops, support the troops. If you don't support the troops, you're anti-American. And if you don't support the war, you don't support the troops, and therefore you're anti-American. Well, this, of course, is a bunch of Talmudic nonsense. But some people, like my friend, the Big Shot Lawyer, have not yet figured that out, no matter how smart they appear to be. All right, folks, we're going to the break. We'll talk about the Vatican when we get back. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Just to discuss a few passing items of interest to me and hopefully of interest to you. And if they're not of interest to you, well, let me apologize in advance. And if you can bear to listen, well, please do. If you can't, simply turn down the radio and wait for an hour and then tune in Rick Adams. In the meantime, Washington Post and the Washington Times both reported the same story. The Washington Post story was a little more detailed. They both reported it in the religion section and apparently taken from Associated Press reports. So these were buried in the back of both papers. But I'm going to read you the Washington Post story, which is very interesting to me, anyway. The title says, Vatican. Ties with Israel strained. A senior Vatican diplomat who served as papal envoy to Israel, that is, he was the Vatican's ambassador to Israel, has described Vatican-Israeli relations as worsening, blaming the Jewish state for failing to keep promises related to church land, taxes and travel restrictions on Arab clergy. Archbishop Pietro Sambi, that's spelled S-A-M-B-I, folks. Archbishop Pietro Sambi lashed out at Israel in an interview posted November 16th on an online publication about the Holy Land, and it is called Terrasanta.net. Now, that is T-E-R-R-A-S-A-N-T-A.net, Terrasanta.net. He is quoted, if I must be frank, the relations between the Catholic Church and the State of Israel were better when there were no diplomatic ties, which the paper notes were established in the early 1990s. This is according to Sombi, who was interviewed in Washington, where he now serves as Pope Benedict the 26th envoy to the United States. Among the issues are the status of expropriated church property. That is, church property expropriated by the Israelis, folks. Among the other issues, services that Roman Catholic groups perform for Israel's Jewish and Arab population, tax exemptions for the church, and permits for Arab Christian clergy traveling to and around the West Bank. Israel has rescinded some travel privileges for those clergy, citing security concerns. Israel and the Palestinian territories are home to a small Christian minority. Well, they quote Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Mark Regev as saying, quote, Israel is interested in good relations with the Vatican, and Israeli and Vatican officials are working to overcome gaps that exist. Well, this kind of undermines the theme that the Vatican really runs Israel and the Mossad. Or is it the theory that Israel really runs the Vatican? I get thoroughly, totally confused by the idea that the Vatican is running the world and that the Vatican is somehow behind Israel's Mossad and responsible for the crimes committed by Israel, even though the Vatican and Israel have been at odds on a variety of issues for many, many years. But then again, who am I to talk about it? Speaking of Israel, and these occupied territories are ostensibly unoccupied territories, such as Gaza, the Gaza Strip. Today's Washington Post has a very interesting article by Maher Najjar, who is deputy director of Gaza's Coastal Municipalities Water Utility. He's writing about what Israel has done to disrupt the supply of electricity and fuel in Gaza, pointing out it will affect medical devices, refrigerators, operating room lighting, and other essential systems. This is the Holy Land, folks. Holy hell, sounds like to me. Cutting fuel and electricity, he says, threatens to create a water and sewage crisis in the Gaza Strip and surrounding areas. The article goes on and on in great detail, explaining how this concentration camp known as Gaza is being affected by the actions of our dear ally Israel. Well, he concludes, the majority of the 1.5 million men, women, and children living in Gaza do not fire rockets at Israel. Most of us want normal lives, starting with the ability to provide for ourselves. We want to live in peace with our neighbors. We hope that Israel will realize before it is too late that in Gaza, playing with water is playing with fire. That's a very, very subtle but not so subtle warning that every time the Israelis try to do something rotten to the people in Gaza, they are possibly creating more and more terrorists. And that, folks, is a fact. And, of course, this term terrorism, you know, the neocons, these Judas goats, these so-called conservatives in the media are now suggesting that Ron Paul is a terrorist. And guess what, folks? Guess who is now starting to go after Ron Paul? I'm going to read this. Again, another interesting item from the Washington Post, indicating that these people in power, the people who run the media, recognize that there is a movement erupting out there in the heartland around Ron Paul. Washington Post news item says former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani goes on the attack in New Hampshire. ... That's an ellipsis, folks. He goes on the attack in New Hampshire against Ron Paul. This is the Washington Post reporting, folks. Giuliani's numbers in the Granite State, New Hampshire, have flatlined of late. While Dr. No's small government message has found a receptive host with New Hampshire's frustrated fiscal conservatives. But Paul is no Heritage Foundation fellow. He's a radical thinker, and what better way for Rudy to remind voters why they like him than to hammer on some of Paul's more controversial statements. Very, very interesting, folks. Rudy Giuliani, who is supposed to be the national front runner for the Republican presidential nomination, and who is supposed to be fighting for first place in New Hampshire, is now attacking Ron Paul. Folks, I'm telling you, there's secret polls out there that are suggesting to the people who run this country that people are starting to support Ron Paul. And you know, what adds further to that is the fact that in the Sunday Outlook section of the Washington Post, and folks, why is that important, the Washington Post? Why is the Outlook section, the opinion section, important? Because, folks, whether you read the Washington Post or not, whether you care what the Washington Post has to say, the fact is that these people here in Washington, the people in Congress, the people in the bureaucracy, the good people and the bad people alike, and there are good people in Congress, working in Congress, working in the bureaucracy. They're hard to find, but they're there. They certainly don't stick their necks out. The fact is that what appears in the Washington Post does impact upon the thinking of the powers that be and often represents what they're thinking. Well, folks, there's a big spread on the Ron Paul campaign. They open up with the question, how to make sense of the Ron Paul revolution. What's behind the improbably successful, so far, presidential campaign of Ron Paul? They say he has now, with about 5% and climbing, support in polls of likely Republican voters. The article goes on and on, folks, to point out that people are getting tired of the old party labels, and they don't like the labels of liberal and conservative anymore either. And what's happening is these people are turning to Ron Paul. Now, this is what I've been talking about here in the program. This is what a lot of us are talking about. And I think it's representative of the fact that the people in power recognize that something is happening out there, whether they like it or not. And what they are doing is sending a message to the people in power, the people who carry out the policies, that perhaps there is more that lies ahead, and not to be too surprised if Ron Paul does better than officially expected. Well, I think it's good news. I've criticized some of Ron Paul's statements on this program, and I've pointed out that a lot of the people that are supporting Ron Paul support him because they think he's taken positions that he hasn't, et cetera, et cetera. Now, be that as it may, the fact is that Ron Paul is starting to scare the criminals in government. He's starting to scare the criminals who run the media. For example, this kosher conservative Mona Sharon, nationally syndicated columnist, really a horrible, horrible woman. She has an article saying, enough, Ron Paul is not my candidate. He's too cozy with cooks and conspiracy theorists. As syndicated radio host Michael Medved has pointed out, Ron Paul's newspaper column was carried by the American Free Press, a parent publication of the Hitler-praising Barnes Review. Paul may not have been aware of this, but though invited by Medved to disavow any connection, Paul has so far failed to respond. Oh, it goes on and on. Folks, a little bit more when we come back, and then eventually, not too long from now, we're going to go to the phone. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Forgive me for my late arrival. I got distracted here during the break. I bet some of you thought the Vatican took me away. No, I'm still here. I was reading before we went to the break an interesting column, or, well, I don't know if the word interesting is for it, but it's a column by this awful Mona Charen. C-H-A-R-E-N, not to be confused with Ariel Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, although I'm sure it's probably derived from the same historically Jewish name. In any case, she doesn't like Ron Paul. Well, Mona Charen is a favorite of the conservatives. When she goes into a Republican conservative meeting, people trip all over themselves to cheer for this woman. Well, here's what she also says about Ron Paul. Ron Paul seems to be playing a sly game with his conspiracy-minded fans. He does not explicitly endorse the crazier theories out there. But he hints at dark forces in the U.S. government threatening our liberties. He inveighs against the neocons, shorthand for Jews in some circles, and he gives aid and comfort to the paranoid. Mona concludes, no, Ron Paul is not my candidate, not for president. He might make a dandy new leader for the Branch Davidians. Huh, I wonder if that's a veiled threat. After all, we know what they did to David Koresh in the Branch Davidians. I wonder if Mona Sharan is suggesting that maybe the BATF and the FBI and the forces in the military, and I might add, folks, there were rumors that there were Mossad operatives on hand there in Waco. I wonder if she's suggesting that perhaps Ron Paul and his supporters need to be subjected to a very real Holocaust. And don't forget, a Holocaust is death by fire. It's a gigantic fire. That's what Mona Sharan is suggesting. Well, I'll tell you what, if this is what Mona Sharan is suggesting, I'm here to suggest that anyone who is suggesting that Ron Paul and his supporters need to be manhandled, I'm suggesting that this woman is a potential terrorist, and I'm suggesting that this Judeo-fascist terrorist, Mona Sharan, should be sent to the gas chamber. And the reason why I say that, folks, is because we have heard Alan Dershowitz, a very prominent Jewish American and supporter of Israel, saying that sometimes preemptive strikes are necessary to prevent violence. Well, Mona Sharan is suggesting that there should be acts of violence against Ron Paul and his supporters. Maybe good, honest people in our government, in our military, in our police forces, who don't believe in terrorism, should strike out at these people who are making terroristic threats. And I think that what Mona Sharan has done here is make a terroristic threat against Ron Paul and his supporters. I repeat, she says, he might make a dandy new leader for the Branch Davidians. What a disgusting woman. What a disgusting woman. Really disgusting woman. Speaking of disgusting, there's a big story about Rudy Giuliani in Newsweek magazine, and it's very, very interesting because it's focusing on Rudy's roots, how growing up in a family of cops and hoods shaped Giuliani's moral universe. Big story with a picture of young Rudy on the cover. And, you know, it's focusing on this Italian-American heritage, and I think that's all part of the scam here, folks, because while Rudy Giuliani may be of Italian-American heritage, and, of course, that's what he was hailed for whenever he was prosecuting all these old mafia bosses in New York. What he was doing, as I've told you repeatedly on this program, as one of our callers, Mike from New York, has chimed in correctly and echoed what I had to say and what I wrote about a long, long time ago in American Free in the Spotlight, in which I'm writing about again in a forthcoming issue of American Free Press. Rudy Giuliani and his cronies in the Justice Department knocked out the old Italian-American crime families and set the stage for the rise of Jewish organized crime elements from Russia and Israel to set up shop in the New York area and take over the rackets. And you know, it's funny, this article in Newsweek, in the opening paragraphs, refer to him as a crime-busting U.S. attorney. Well, he might have busted one element of organized crime, folks. This ideal front man, this ideal Italian-American tough guy, what he did is set the stage for non-Italians and non-Russians to become the new heads of the criminal element in New York City. Some crime buster, folks. What a fraud Rudy Giuliani is. All right, folks. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. We're going to go to Jim from Texas, one of your favorite callers and certainly one of mine.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We'll go into the phones in just a moment here. But I wanted to apologize to Mike from New York, who I referenced earlier in talking about Rudy Giuliani. I said, and this is going to sound peculiar to apologize for this, but I made reference to the fact that Mike had chimed in with some information about Rudy Giuliani. And I want to tell you something, folks. The moment I said that, I said I don't like that phraseology, because whenever I use that phraseology in writing, I usually mean that in a demeaning way. And I certainly didn't mean to demean Mike from New York. None of you probably even noticed that, but I noticed it when I said it, and I just wanted to emphasize that, because Mike is not a chimer inner. Mike is a real good contributing caller to this program, and he has filled us in on many occasions with a lot of interesting information about Il Duce, as he quite colorfully refers to Mr. Giuliani. I would take issue with calling Giuliani Il Duce for the simple reason that I don't think Rudy Giuliani compares in any way to Benito Mussolini. Although I wouldn't be sorry if what happened to Benito Mussolini happened to Rudy Giuliani. Well, that having been said, we are going to go to the callers And we are going to bring up Jim from Texas. Jim, what's going on in Texas and or the world?
Mike, if I might chime in, so to speak.
Okay, Jim, go ahead and chime all you want.
I must agree with Mark Glenn, who called you last night, talking about the problem with you giving a forum to this idiot fellow that wrote this book about Kennedy climbing into a secret compartment and being spirited away to a kibbutz in northern Israel, where he's happily selling oranges by the bag to grateful Israeli citizens. Okay, this is, how can you give a forum to anybody with this idiotic a book?
Well, you know, the thing is, I have actually heard one caller on another program on this network discussing this thesis as though it is something to be considered, and I think it's ridiculous myself, but I am, in fact, I'll tell you what, I was telling Willis Cardo, the boss of all bosses, the capo de tutti capi at American Free Press, about my intention to have this guy in the program, and he said, "Oh, don't waste your valuable time with that." And I said to him, I said, "Willis, I said, you know, Mark Glenn said the same thing, but I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to let this guy come on and say exactly what he has to say. And for those out there who want to believe that the Vatican was behind the assassination of, well, I shouldn't say the assassination of Kennedy, that the Vatican was behind this conspiracy to make it look like Kennedy was assassinated, I'm going to go ahead and let him come on and do it. But I have vowed that in the future, if anybody brings up the idea that the Vatican is behind the intrigues in world affairs, I'm just going to very nicely say to them, okay, well, thank you for your call. Have a good evening. So that way, Jim, the way I'm looking at it, after tomorrow night, we will not be burdened with this silly talk about the Vatican being this poisonous influence in world affairs.
Mike, I know how you can top tomorrow night. The next night, you can have some obese grandmother from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, describing how Elvis is still alive and pumping gas in Minot, North Dakota, okay? You can top it with that. This is how ridiculous you're kind of getting, Mike.
So you know,
I hate to get in your case about it, but that would kind of top it.
Well,
you have to agree.
Well, you know, Jim, I tell you, I told this guy, and I mentioned this last night, that, you know, I didn't believe his thesis at all, but I found his book very entertaining. And, you know, I tell you something, this is the point that Mark Glenn did make in a private conversation with me, and he may have mentioned it on the air, too, that occasionally, I guess, those of us who are trying to pursue serious things, we have to recognize that there are a lot of these other ideas out there that people do take seriously. But, you know, my personal belief is, without any proof of it whatsoever, my personal belief is that a lot of these crazy stories about the Vatican have actually been put out there by our Jewish friends to redirect attention away from things. And what has happened is that there are good patriots out there who may have theological concerns or disagreements with the Catholic Church, and therefore they're inclined to buy into these theories because then it relieves them of the burden of being accused of people saying to them, oh, well, you believe that the Jews are behind the conspiracy. Because I see this all the time. I see people saying, oh, well, you know, that Mike Piper and Mark Glenn and American Free Press and Hesham Talawi and all these other people, they're always talking about the Jews, but they don't want to talk about the Vatican. So, like I say, I understand your point of view, Jim. I mean, I certainly understand it. But like I say, I want to just clear the air on this thing and finally put an end to it, because over the past 2 years that I've been broadcasting, we have had a number of people call in. Nice callers, perfectly wonderful people, who get into this question of the Vatican, and I've never cut them off. I think it's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. So tomorrow night, we're going to let it rip.
Well, Mike, I might add one thing, that if you would have the night after program about Wimpy telling Popeye that I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, that would make as much sense as what you're doing, in my opinion.
Well, I tell you what, the next time I have a really good conspiracy show, I'm going to try to get on the person who posted something on the Internet some time ago which proved that it was Mary Lincoln who shot Abe Lincoln at Ford Theater.
And she did it with John Wilkes Booth's gun, and he was completely innocent. Although
more or less, that's what the thesis is. All right, Jim, thanks for your call.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, all right, we're going to Illinois with Mike in Illinois. How are you doing tonight, Mike?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I wanted to give a shout-out to Carlos from California. I believe I heard him on MedVet show today. I think he's called me a few times. Wanted to say I think I recognize him. Pretty sure it was him, but hello if he's listening.
Mike, I'm kind of losing you. Could you repeat what you just said?
Yeah. Is it better now? Can you hear me?
A little bit better. I had a bad connection with Jim, and I have a bad connection with you, too. But go ahead. I hope other people can hear you better than I can.
Yeah, all I was saying is I think I heard Carlos from California on MedVet's show. I think I recognize his voice. And him calling your show, too, so I just wanted to say hi to him.
Oh, yeah, Carlos from California. He calls fairly regularly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, this thing about the Jesuits and the Vatican, you know, every time I hear it, I just kind of just wonder, like, where does this come from? I mean, like is the Vatican, you know, like, they already kind of rule the world. I mean, they got almost, you know, millions of Catholics all over. I mean, what are they looking for? Military might? I mean, Vatican City is the size of, you know, a suburb.
Well, Mike, let me tell you something. I say this with authority. And the reason why I say this with authority is because, you know, I've worked for Liberty. I worked for Liberty Lobby, and then of course for American Free Press since 1980. That's a pretty long time, and I became familiar with a lot of the literature from all over the country, from various elements of what we'll generally call the patriot movement, the nationalist movement, the white separatist movement. All, you know, it runs the gamut. Okay, and I can tell you that until Pat Buchanan was making a serious dent in the Republican Party when he first started running for president, the stuff about the Vatican and the Jesuits had pretty much entirely disappeared. There were a few groups around the country that were still talking about the Vatican and about Jesuit conspiracies, but they were small in influence. And they were hardly involved whatsoever in the Patriot movement. But when Pat Buchanan, who of course is an outspoken and well-known and devout Roman Catholic, when he started to rise to influence at precisely the same time when he started speaking out against Israel and the Jewish lobby, that is when all of a sudden, from all different directions, a lot of material attacking the Vatican and the Roman Catholic Church and the Jesuits started popping up. So as I say, I never thought that it was just a coincidence. I thought that it was a very carefully coordinated, probably not well-funded, but probably reasonably funded black propaganda operation, not aimed directly at Pat Buchanan, but indirectly aimed at him by more or less reminding people that Pat Buchanan is a devout Roman Catholic, and these Roman Catholics are the real secret power behind the world today, that they're the people who they say run the media. These are the people who are really behind Israel. These are the people who are trying to make the Jewish lobby a scapegoat. So the point is, that's, I think, where it's coming from. And as I say, I have to say that my opinion on this is an opinion based upon serious study and wide-ranging knowledge and an overview of the literature of the Patriot movement for the past 27 years. So that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, that's interesting. I went to a Jesuit Catholic high school, and I just remember the priest there took a vow of poverty, and that was about it. They emphasized education. I just kind of wonder where does this come? It makes no sense, first of all, and I think you're right. I think it may be an attempt to divert attention from the real people who want to seize power and control, and those being the Zionists.
Oh yeah, well this is like I say, I can guarantee you, as much as I can guarantee you that we are talking on the phone right now, I can guarantee you that this literature, this strain of thought, was completely separate from the quote unquote patriot movement until the advent of Pat Buchanan's serious presidential run. And I forget what year that was, where he really, really started coming out hard and heavy. That's when it all started popping up. And I talked about that with various people at various times, and they agreed with me in that assessment. The anti-Catholic stuff, in terms of its political impact in the patriot movement, had basically just totally disappeared altogether. And so that's what it's all about. There's this hangover of it that has seeped into the patriot movement, and to a certain extent, it still has its influence there, because as I say, I've heard people calling in RBN on a regular basis on this program, certainly, and on other programs, talking about it, and that's their right to talk about it. But like I say, I don't buy it, and I don't think most listeners to this program buy it, and probably most listeners to RBN don't buy it. But there are people out there who do, and that's their right to believe it. But I think they're wrong.
What did you think of the American Free Press being mentioned in Medved's open letter? And what do you say to fascists like Medved who accused American Free Press being the leading neo-Nazi publication in the United States? For my opinion, I think the only reason he says that is because you're critical of some Jews and Zionists. I mean, what do you answer?
That's interesting. And I'll tell you what, Mike, I'm only picking up a little bit of what you said because of this bad connection. But what I would have to say is this, that it's so funny that people say American Free Press is a neo-Nazi and anti-Semitic publication. I remember seeing one person proving that point by saying that American Free Press attacked the Federal Reserve and international bankers, and they said that that was actually known to be code words for Jews. So now the fact is that many, if not most, of the most influential international banking houses are Jewish, but not all international bankers are Jewish, and to discuss that subject is not necessarily promoting anti-Semitism. But nonetheless, they say this, so you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. I mean, for years, I regularly saw articles saying that American Free Press and the spotlight before it promoted the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Well, I don't think that the protocols were ever mentioned in the spotlight in probably 25 years. And I don't think they have ever even been mentioned to any extent, if at all, even in American Free Press. But needless to say, people go ahead and say it as though it were true, just as though they're now saying, as I mentioned here the other night, I read somewhere on the Internet that American Free Press pays Ron Paul for his column, which we run in the paper. No. We picked that column up off his Internet website, and we're not obligated to pay him for the simple reason that that Internet website is a government site. And so, but the point is people will just say things that aren't true to advance their agenda. So, as I say, as I always say in this and in other matters, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Absolutely. I think if you're critical in the subject of Jews or Israel, you're automatically labeled a neo-Nazi.
That's what it's come to, And like I say, I really don't feel compelled to trip over myself to defend it. I mean, they say that the Barnes Review, the frequent refrain is the Barnes Review said Adolf Hitler should get a Nobel Peace Prize. Well, Gertrude Stein, the liberal Jewish feminist, said that. So, you know, if Gertrude Stein can say it, I guess not American Free Press, but the Barnes Review can publish a factual historical article which demonstrates that in some respects Adolf Hitler did try to prevent war in Europe. But as I say, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Mike, thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, we're going to the break, folks, here. When we come back, we're going to try to squeeze in our last caller for the evening, Aaron from Colorado.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Going to our final caller here for this evening. We have Aaron in Colorado. Aaron, come on up.
Hey, Mike. I'm really honored to talk to you again. I'm a grunt in the field, youngster that looks up to you, and just want to say a couple things. I wish you had your two-hour show again. You did it, I guess, last year, and I just really appreciate what you're doing. And
well, I appreciate you saying that.
One of the things I wish you'd do is tape record a special and describe a bio on Michael Piper and tell us about yourself and how you got to where you were, because us youngsters want to hear it.
I tell you what, Aaron, I'm getting some interference here. I can't hear you, Aaron.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Could you repeat back what you said before?
Yeah, I hear some RBN, some feedback. I hear some, your engineer or somebody on the same line.
Yeah, I think we're getting some feedback from the studio there, but.
I'll be listening. I appreciate your show. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you just barely. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead. We have a minute or so left. I can hear you now.
Well, real quick, I'm just a grunt in the field. In my late 20s, I woke up. We're just doing the best we can, setting up 9/11 camps and doing spreading out information, and we appreciate your information. We'd like to know where you came from, your history, and where we're going. Maybe instead of doing a repeat, you could just do a bio on yourself and where you think we're going.
Well, you know, that's very interesting, Aaron, because I just worked up an essay that appears in my new book that's going to be coming out here pretty shortly. And you know what? I will do just that. It kind of explains how I got to where I am here politically. And I'll do that one night on the show very soon.
And we're passing out American Free Presses. I'm giving them out all over the place.
All right. That gets the word out there. That's for sure. Appreciate that.
All right. Take care, Mike.
All right. Thanks for the call, Aaron. Yeah, folks, sorry about the bad connection we've had here tonight, but I'm sure that'll just be a temporary bump in the road, as we just said here. So I do thank you for listening in, and tomorrow night we will have aboard with us the author of the book, My God, I'm Hit. So, we're going to let him say what he has to say, and of course, time permitting, we are going to take your calls, and you can call in and say you think this man is absolutely correct, or you can say that he's absolutely wrong. But as I've made my position clear, I think he's absolutely wrong. So in any case, now stay tuned for more good programming. I would like to think that my programming is good, but I know you're going to get some good programming from Rick Adams right here at republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. And don't forget, folks, be sure to send a Christmas card to the Republic Broadcasting Network with a nice donation. You can get the address right on the website of Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Forget sending out all those Christmas cards. Just send one out this year with a donation to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your friends won't be mad at you, folks. Have a good evening.